मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरिर्नाम हरिर्नाम हरिर्नामैव केवलम्, कलौ नास्त्यैव 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 गतिरन्यथा। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण से हरे कृष्ण। It's a pretty serious group here. The serious tour of Kolkata. I did not know I. So what? All the 100 country representatives are here. Huh? Show of hands. 100. No, you're doing both hands, so that means. Maybe there are 50 countries here. How many of you are here in Kolkata for the first time? First time ever, also many. So you are welcomed. Many of us are Prabhupada disciples also here in the gathering. How many Prabhupada disciples are here? Prabhupada disciples. Okay. Maybe half dozen, about 5 to 5, 10. And how many grand disciples of Prabhupada are here? Quite a grand number. Yeah, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj was saying yesterday, he did not become Prabhupada disciple, but the grand disciples are even more dear to Srila Prabhupada than his own disciples. Father loves children, but Father loves the grandchildren more, right? That's experience also of this world. So you, most of you, the grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada have gathered here, and so not only us, the direct disciples of Srila Prabhupada, we love Prabhupada. What about you? You love Prabhupada also? I know how much you love Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is our loving spiritual father, our loving grand spiritual father. So in his hometown we have assembled. Kolkata Dham Ki. For so many people, Kolkata is, everyone thinks Kolkata differently. But we have a different approach. Our relationship with Kolkata than most of the other people all over Kolkata or around the world. For us, this is a holy, holy place, birthplace of Srila Prabhupada. And today you are going around doing exploring Kolkata. You are going, I was also thinking as you go around, we are going back into the history. 100 years prior to now, what was Calcutta like? What happened here? What happened there? And for us, of course, what happened in relationship with Srila Prabhupada in Kolkata. Kolkata is Srila Prabhupada's Janma Bhumi. You heard that term before, Janma Bhumi. Janma is birth and Bhumi is a place. Town. And then Prabhupada has his Karma Bhumi also. Janma Bhumi, Karma Bhumi. Place of birth and place of activities. So, and place of activity of Srila Prabhupada is all over the world. Prabhupada went 14 times around the world. As we are going around Kolkata visiting Prabhupada's pastime places in Kolkata, in 70, Janma Bhumi, then Karma Bhumi. When I went for first time to New York in 78, the day after our arrival, we took a tour of places in New York. We're visiting all Prabhupada's Karma Bhumi places. It was just myself and Giriraj Prabhu that time. I was a Swami, he was a Prabhu. And there are a few others had traveled with me from Mumbai, Bombay then to New York. And we had one Prabhupada disciple called Puru Prabhu. He was in charge of museum, Prabhupada Museum in New York. And he would also take devotees around New York. So we had a nice tour as you were touring Kolkata of his Janmabhumi places, the Karmabhumi places we had visited in New York. Tompkins Square Park, we went up. Tompkins Square Park. That tree, you know, where Prabhupada, it's a talk to assemble devotees. Where the first public chanting took place, Tompkins Square Park. Then we visited 26 Second Avenue, the Matchless Gift Shop, ISKCON's first ever center. We have over 500, or if we count Namhattas, and we have thousands of places, but the very first place was in New York, Matchless Gift Shop place. We visited that. The Bowery, where he was, the drunkards of New York, that Prabhupada used to mix and mingle and travel and preach, Bowery. The Riverside, the yoga place where Prabhupada used to do his kirtans, and yogi used to invite. Like that, we went around New York visiting Prabhupada's places. Here you are, including myself, I'm a little on a different tour, a different group, a smaller group. Now on the way here, my guide was telling, half of the town was owned by the Malik family. Suvarna Malik. Suvarna means gold. Gold. Suvarna Malik family. The gentleman, Tapan Malik also. We just heard from him. Yeah, Prabhupada talked in 73 in Los Angeles. I'm sure he spoke about these matters, other places. He was talking about Malik. And they were asking, what is this Malik? And Prabhupada said, this is, your name is Abhay Charan Day, but then Malik also we hear. So Prabhupada was talking that his other family members, they were Malik. And he said, Malik is a title given by the Mohammedan rulers. When Prabhupada was born and brought up, there was a British rule, but prior to that, India was ruled by Muslims, Mohammedans, for almost 1,000 years, 800 and then 200 years of British rule. So 1,000 years, Indians were kind of slaves, ruled by Muslims and Britishers. So this Malik title, Prabhupada was explaining, given by these Muslims. And Prabhupada was explaining, Malik means Malik, the owner. So they used to be the owners. They were big landlords and businessmen, and they, the economy was in their hands. And Prabhupada was, then he was talking, he was staying with his grandparents, they were Malik, and he was Day family, then Malik and Day. Even the person who took Srila Prabhupada, Abhay Charan Day or Abhay Babu, took him to the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur meeting in 1922. He was also Malik. One Malik took Prabhupada to visit Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati at Bagh Bazar. The very first Gaudiya Mutt that Bhaktisiddhanta established was in Kolkata. So Prabhupada had gone and taken by Malik to visit that place. The MG Road, as we're coming here, MG Road, there's a Mahatma Gandhi Road. Prabhupada's house is on MG Road. That is where in 1896 Prabhupada was born. Gaur Mohan Day, his father, and Prabhupada recalls how when he would get up, he used to hear ding 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 ding. What was that ding 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 ding? Bell ringing. What was that? I didn't sound like it. Kamsha blowing. Prabhupada would get up. These were like alarms, alarm bell. The bell is ringing and the kamshal is blowing, and Prabhupada would get up. So as soon as he got up, this was the home atmosphere, father devoting the deity, family deity, and worshipping family. Well, we say lifetime in preparation, we say. Prior to his departure yesterday, 50 years ago, from Kolkata, again, Prabhupada was born in Kolkata. He was given instruction to go to the West and preach in English language. That instruction also happened in Kolkata. And he also departed for the West from Kolkata. Quite a coincidence. The Kolkata connections. So lifetime in preparation. That preparation did not begin with the instructions of Bhaktisiddhanta. You go to the West, you preach in English language. But I was thinking that lifetime in preparation began with his birth in Kolkata. And even coming in contact with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was preparing. That was also part of his lifetime in preparation before leaving for the West. The way he was born and brought up, as we heard, when he was born, if this boy, a very special boy, he will establish over 100 temples. I don't know whether that prediction was said many countries or 108 temples. That prediction also took place in Kolkata. Gaur Mohan Dev, very religious, very pious gentleman. So many sadhus coming to, as we heard here, there's a prasad distribution. So many come, sadhus come, others come also. So they would come to Gaur Mohan Dev's home also. Sadhus coming for prasad. Sadhus come for coming from satsang. And Prabhupada, Gaur Mohan Dev would appeal to all these sadhus, please, please bless my son so that he becomes a devotee of Radharani. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had Bhaktivedanta or Prabhupada was getting mridanga lessons. Gaur Mohan Dev, as people take this lesson, there are so many lessons, so many tuitions. But Prabhupada was getting mridanga lessons. And he insisted, they had their own deity of Radha Krishna, small Radha Krishna deity. And Prabhupada and his sister, they would worship Radha Krishna from when they were small, or the boyhood days, worshipping Radha Krishna. Of course, he used to go to Radha Govinda temple. Did he visit? It's coming up. Radha Govinda temple. And we hear, read in Leelamrit how he was just a little boy. But he would spend hours as pujaris offering arati. Little abhay would just stand and stare, and the pujari offering arati to Radha Govinda. And for hours he would keep looking at the deity of Radha Govinda. Govinda! 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 So when later on Prabhupada installed Radha Krishna deity as part of ISKCON Kolkata, he named those deities Radha Govinda. And then in the Western world, or in New York, first temple he installed, the deities installed in New York, he again gave the name to New York. In New York we have Radha Govinda deities. So these are the connections. Whatever Srila Prabhupada, it was lifetime in preparation, he had been doing himself, learning. He was teaching the whole world later on. Food for life, we heard of. For almost 200 years, the food for life going on here. When Prabhupada started temples, Mayapur and other places, food for life. Prasad distribution. No one should go hungry in the radius of 10 miles around the temple. These spirits he had picked up in Kolkata as he was born and being brought up. He himself was, of course, lover of prasadam. He used to love kachoris. And he used to fill up his pockets with, my hands are full, his mouth is full, hands are full, and his pockets are also full with kachoris. Because they would always see his mouth full of kachoris, he was also given up. He was fondly known, or was called as Kachori Mukhi. Mukhi's mouth, Kachori Mukhi, he's Kachori Mukhi. He's always, his mouth is always filled with kachoris. And Rath Yatra festival, he wanted his own. Elders were organizing big Rath Yatra festival, big chariot, big Jagannath. But when he was just a young boy, he wanted his own Rath Yatra festival. And own Rath also. So Gaur Mohan Dev was going around looking for a chariot. Either they were too big or too expensive. So one time they were returning home disappointed. They couldn't find Rath. But then as they were returning, they saw one in the small lane. It was a Rath. And they entered the house. And one lady, she was the owner of that Rath chariot. and the bargain was struck, the deal was closed. That was a nice, good-sized rat, and the price was affordable. So Gaur Mohande immediately bought that chariot. And Prabhupada would organize Rath Yatra festival in Kolkata with his friends and family. And he would insist, hey, when we conclude Rath Yatra, we must have prasad distribution. So his elder sister, Prabhupada Abhay, would instruct you, what kya naam tha? Bhavatharini Mataji. Pisima, as they call here in Bengal. She used to come to Mayapur. Have you seen Pisima? Anyone here? I'm sure Prabhupada disciples have seen Pisima. She used to spend a lot of time in Mayapur, also in Vrindavan. She used to cook for Prabhupada. So Abhay used to ask, sister, you have to cook prasad. So when we conclude Rath Yatra, we want to honor prasad and distribute prasad. So like that. I'm getting some signals. You have to move on. So this is that town where Prabhupada's body was growing. And what is this? Oh, Kolkata had, before Britishers took over, Kolkata's name was Govindapur. I'm hearing some information. So not only his body was growing, and you will be seeing, he went to school, Motilal. Again, the name Matilal. The Britishers could not say Motilal. Such a nice name, Moti. Purs, Motilal. They are spelling Matilal. Well, coming here, we're wondering, what is Matilal? No, Motilal school. And it was founded by the Malik family, and Prabhupada went to school there, and then he went to college, British. Scottish Church College. He went there, and then as he was growing, he was also getting influenced by the independence movement and Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. Yesterday we had the stadium is named after that Bose. He was into freedom fighting, and Prabhupada used to attend some of the gatherings of Netaji Subhash. And on other side, Mahatma Gandhi was also a big stir all over India. And Prabhupada was getting influenced and becoming some kind of follower of Gandhi, wearing khadi clothes. And then around that time, Malik brought Prabhupada to see Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And as they came to where Bhakti Siddhanta was seated on some asan, Prabhupada offered obeisances, and they had not even sat properly. And Bhakti Siddhanta said, you! Seemed to be very intelligent. You should preach Bhagavad Dharma all over the world. That instruction came. And then Prabhupada was having a debate. No, why? Independence is a priority. And Bhakti, no. There is another kind of independence we have to fight for. And then Prabhupada said, I was defeated. And in that very first meeting, he was convinced, Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Thakur is my Guru Maharaj. And, and then he executed the will of his Guru Maharaj, followed the instruction. And in order to follow that instruction, 50 years ago on 13th August 65, he departed from Kolkata. So this is quite a historic place, for us. And Kolkata, ISKCON has explored, and all the hidden treasures they have discovered. We are very thankful for ISKCON Kolkata authorities. Finally, we have a guidebook. You could also take that with you and tour around how to get there, and all those directions are also you will find. And I think this is probably first official guided tour, very extensive tour of all those hidden treasures. So carry on, move on. More treasures are awaiting all of you. And I would just say that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited birthplace of his Guru Maharaj, Ishwar Puri, which is in Bengal, which he visited with all awe and reverence. And one thing he did, he took some mud, they call it dirt, earth, with him, took some dirt. Dirt is not a good word, like a dirt. Dirt is a dirty word, could be a dirty word. But he took some mud, touched by lotus feet of his Guru Maharaj, Ishwar Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this. And then every day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take little few particles of that sacred dust from his Guru Maharaj's birthplace, and he would eat that, honor that. So this way we could see how significant is the birthplace of Guru Maharaj, of spiritual master, and how that should be honored and remembered and contemplated upon, and take an inspiration from also, and take lots of blessings that this place will, that you visit around, will place will bless you, a place may bless all of us to carry on Prabhupada's mission. Srila Prabhupada ki, Kolkata dham ki, Radha Govindeva ki, Jai.